is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. On this busy travel weekend ahead of Christmas and Hanukkah, thousands of flights have been delayed or canceled across the country. In Boston, a snowstorm threw a wrench in the works.
Kirsten said, oh my God, when she saw how long the line is.
It's very long, so I hope we'll make the flight.
But she was actually glad her flight to New Orleans was slightly delayed.
It's half an hour delayed, which is good, actually, because we had to hurry this morning, so.
Patrick isn't as lucky. He was supposed to fly direct to London. His first flight was canceled, his second never happened, and now he's booked on a flight with two layovers.
I am going to Detroit, I'm going to Amsterdam, and then hopefully London.
Suzanne Salsville for CBS News, Boston.
As for the forecast for next week's holidays, here's CBS New York meteorologist John Elliott.
Ho, 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 there could be snow. In fact, if you are dreaming of a white Christmas, actually kind of equal chances for the West and for parts of the Northeast. Probably not New York City, better chances in New England.
On this first day of winter, winter weather advisories are up for Maine to North Carolina. President Biden has signed the stopgap spending bill that averts a government shutdown. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I was in constant contact with President Trump throughout this process. This is a good outcome for the country. I think he certainly is happy about this outcome as well.
Though Mr. Trump didn't get everything he wanted, the spending bill does not increase the debt ceiling. Police in Germany still aren't sure why a doctor plowed his car into an outdoor Christmas market. The BBC's Stuart McIntosh has the latest.
At least five people were killed and more than 200 injured when a man drove into a crowd at high speed. These people who attended the memorial expressed their shock.
You can't put it into words or even understand it. That's why we're here, to express our sympathy to the relatives who have lost people.
It's a deep scar.
There's also been a far-right protest march in Magdeburg calling for migrants in Germany to be returned to their countries of origin.
The man accused of gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is now being held in New York City.
Luigi Mangione is in the same federal jail in Brooklyn where Sean Diddy Combs and cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried are being held. Mangione faces arraignment on state terrorism charges Monday. And now federal authorities say this killing and the public's reaction to it are emblematic of a broader domestic extremism.
CBS's Ali Bauman says Mangione could face the death penalty if he's convicted of the federal murder charge. He's also facing a terrorism charge in that case. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
December deals just dropped at Lowe's. Get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional $75 off every $1,000 you spend on select kitchen major appliances from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, and Maytag. And save $30 on a Project Source 3-gallon pancake compressor. Was $79.98, now $49.98. Valid 12/19 through 12/25. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items. While supplies last. Tool offer valid 12/5 through 12/18. While supplies last.
Federal regulators have sued the operator of the online payment platform Zelle and three large banks, blaming them for rampant fraud.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau claims Zelle, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo have allowed fraud to fester on the platform, the country's most widely available peer-to-peer payment network. The CFPB says Zelle and the banks, which have ownership stakes in Zelle along with four other large banks, rushed the network to market to compete against fast-growing payment apps such as Venmo and Cash App, without putting effective consumer safeguards in place. The agency claims customers of the three banks have lost more than $870 million over the network's seven-year existence. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Albania has announced it will ban TikTok for a year, saying the app incites violence and bullying, especially among children. In November, an Albanian teenager fatally stabbed another over an argument that started on TikTok. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight. Temps holding steady for the most part. Upper teens to near 20. Partly sunny and warmer tomorrow. A high in the low 30s. Chances for flurries and snow showers Sunday night and on into Monday. High warming to the mid 30s. Currently 21 degrees.
Oh. bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Where I wanna go, yeah, I'm a pulling through the city. Together they grow to see the light, to see the light.
Is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, you're sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
But that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
At Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36th and 6th Street in Waterford.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high-interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to handle the busy holiday season, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby. baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Thank you. WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no time for fun, when we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
Tell you about the magic. about it.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh,
Hey, is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news, Major League Baseball's all-time stolen bases leader, Ricky Henderson, has died. He broke Lou Brock's record in 1991.
Ricky goes, a pitch taken, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base, jerks the bag from its moorings, and holds it aloft, representing number 939.
He went on to steal 1,406 bases. He had been battling pneumonia. Ricky Henderson was 65. The clock is ticking for holiday shoppers. Here's CBS Boston reporter Tiffany Chan.
With less than 5 days until Christmas, the pressure is on.
Just looking for some Secret Santa gifts and, our shopping's on here all wrapped up. But some small things for my parents.
Shoppers didn't let the snow stop them from crossing things off the Christmas to-do list here at Boston's Snowport Marketplace. Fitting name, huh?
It's almost like a dream come true coming to Boston snowing and coming here.
It makes it more festive. We love the snow.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says many shoppers are dealing with snow and bitter cold this weekend, especially in the upper Midwest.
It will fall to about 20 to 30 below zero during the night tonight, right on into Sunday morning, and wind chills will be excessively low, and it could